A lot of people really
okay, just
enjoy
checking.
This.
They enjoy the chair. Yeah, yes, I can imagine. I can see that. Okay.
But it's 28 minutes and it's doing over 11,000 Kegel exercises.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Because Adulting is Hard podcast. I'm Alita, and this is my friend again, back with us, Heather Hartsock. And she is with Revive MedSpa. Come on, give us all of the things again for people who are catching us. Give us all the detail of what, how you're qualified to do this.
Okay, so I am an advanced practice registered nurse. Mm-hmm. I'm a family nurse practitioner. I've been in the medical field for almost 25 years now. So I've done labor and delivery, OB-GYN, pediatrics, ICU, family medicine, and then I've been in aesthetics for several years. We also do a lot of wellness, functional medicine, and at Revive Med Spa, of course, we have our med spa location that has all of our beauty stuff, all of our Botox, our fillers, our facials, all of our, you know,
massages and
yes,
microblading and
all the good stuff.
Okay.
And then we also have our wellness center that does IV vitamins for injections and for infusions. We also do a wellness clinic there where we do hormone replacement, we do autoimmune visits, and then general medical care as well.
And you have a weight loss center over there as
yes.
well. So yes. all kinds of things yes. that are coming out of Revive MedSpa. But when Heather comes on the show, there's typically something that Alita's like, can we talk about this? And so one of the, and it's usually related to female health because that's, I mean, I'm a female and I'm in my 40s and it's important at this point in my life. So this time we're going to talk about vaginal rejuvenation. So we've talked about O-Shots mm-hmm. more than once now, mm-hmm. but we're going to talk about the services that Revive offers. First of all, what the heck is that? And my regular OBGYN is not typically telling me about these procedures. Right. So, and I know we've had that conversation that mm-hmm. that a lot of the things that you and I talk about are, I mean, and I've got a great OBGYN and I would be comfortable talking with her about it, but it's just not services that they offer necessarily all the time.
Correct.
So let's talk about what exactly is vaginal rejuvenation and why the heck would we need to have it rejuvenated.
And that's kind of a buzzword. A lot of the Real Housewives have gone and done lots of these procedures and had it on camera. And so a lot of women are talking about it. So vaginal rejuvenation is pretty much a blanket term for procedures done to kind of turn back the age and the time on the woman's reproductive areas. So the vagina, the labia, the clitoris, that whole area.
So both inside and outside is what we're going to talk about today.
Okay. Yes. And so as we age, of course, we have babies. Babies stretch things out just like our skin on our face. Things get saggy. They get saggy in other places.
Okay. So and Heather knows this is my thing, is that I feel like the women have been, I know this gets me in trouble every time, but I feel like we've been gypped. There's a low T center. And I mean, if you've got erectile dysfunction, we have all seen a commercial about what we're doing to help men with their sexual function. Mm-hmm. So I just love that we're finally making forward progress in really talking about women's issues, because it's the same issues.
Correct.
It's the same issues. We just have different parts. So it presents in different ways. So for women going into vaginal rejuvenation, tell me what are we talking about? Define that first for me.
So it's different treatments that help to tighten the vaginal canal, also help to kind of fluff up the external tissues, the labia, that are non-surgical. Of course, there are surgical options. You can go in and actually have your vagina surgically made smaller. There's a procedure that is called a labiaplasty that they go and actually remove part of the tissue of your labia to make them smaller. What we do in our office is not that.
I'm not there. that's intense.
There's a
okay.
lot of women that when they look in the mirror, they don't like what they see.
And that's
They're
fair.
Embarrassed about it. But every woman is so different.
And I mean, we've talked about this a lot. Everybody is different. And the things that you see mm-hmm. as the perceived norm is not necessarily
true
about
yes.
that. So for somebody that's looking for that surgical option, not for me. Like, I mean, I'm not there yet. Like, I mean, I may not ever be. I'm more of the non-invasive type. So this is a non-invasive procedure.
Correct.
So people are, aesthetics is one reason, but that's not even the reason. I mean, I'm being honest. I mean, Clay's the only one that's getting an up close view. So for me, it's Amy. The other, and you, and my OBGYN. Now you're gonna make me, there is a list of people. Anyways, but that's not the part that I was so interested in coming to do it for. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the internal benefits. Mm-hmm. Let's go there.
So there's several different procedures. So like our FemTouch laser is a CO2 laser. And just like if we did it on the tissue of our skin, it's taking off tiny little bits of tissue, okay, which then your body comes in to heal that. And in so doing, it creates collagen. So
that's done inside or outside?
You can do it both.
Oh, really? Okay.
So the internal one is this little wand that we can insert into the vagina, and it goes 360 degrees around the vagina. And then as we're going around, we're also pulling it out. So it covers the whole interior part of the vagina. But in so doing, it's creating new collagen, which is thickening the tissue. Because as we age, our tissue gets thinner, it gets more atrophic, we have more chances of tearing with intercourse. And of course, the menopausal women, they have a lot of estrogen deficiencies, and so they don't have a lot of lubrication, and they're much more at risk of having those tears. So this helps to improve the tissue in that area.
Like a tear. Let's go back and address that. And I know y'all are getting to see the raw when Heather teaches Alita things. So you can literally tear the inside of your vagina?
Yes.
Like not having a baby?
Correct.
Really?
With penetrating sex, yes.
When you don't have enough lubrication is the answer. Yes. Okay, interesting.
Yes.
Okay, so the lubrication is one thing, and that is a genuine problem. I mean, when your estrogen levels and all of your stuff, I mean, it's complicated in a woman's body. So that's one of the first things that I liked about this procedure was that it's promoting, I mean, we go back to saying we are talking about these things because what we're doing is we're trying to inform couples or individuals, we don't care, we don't judge, whatever, we don't care,
right,
but that these are options that are out there because lack of sex in your marriage, mm-hmm, is a huge cause of divorce.
Yes.
It's a problem. And a lot of times, I'm not going to say all the time, but a lot of times it falls on the female who is not as comfortable with their body, mm-hmm, or doesn't want to say, hey, that does not feel great.
Right. And they feel guilty. And so they don't say anything. Their doctors aren't necessarily talking to them about things because they don't necessarily open up with their doctors and tell them how they're feeling and what they're going through.
Because it feels like it's a not normal thing to talk about. So that's kind of the reasons we're talking about it. So keep going.
Okay, so, and of course, just like we can do the internal, we can also do the external tissue with the CO2 laser. The laser is our FemTouch laser. It's the internal, there's no nerve endings, otherwise nobody would ever have any babies. So that is not uncomfortable.
Oh, thank God, yes.
Externally, there are about 8,000 nerve endings there. So we do use a topical numbing cream. It might feel like a little tingly, a little bit warm, but it's not painful. It only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to do the entire procedure, but we usually have you numb for about 20, 30 minutes just to make sure everybody's nice and comfortable. But with this FemTouch laser, it does help to thicken the tissue. It does help with lubrication. It also helps with stress urinary incontinence. So the sneeze peas, which we've talked about,
yes,
the OSHA also helps with that too. The biggest thing with this is I always make sure that somebody's had a normal pap smear within the year, because as it's removing tissue, if you haven't had one, if there's any abnormal cells there, it can remove that external tissue, create healthy tissue over top of it, but it could have abnormal cells behind that.
So within the year you have, yes, had, you have to, I mean, that's a general, yes, procedure, yes, that you tell us all the time.
Yes, you, okay, have to have that pap smear. And then there's no submersion for about 5 days. You don't want to be in water, in the bathtub, in the hot tub. Also no sex for about 5 days too. And also no tampons for 5 days.
Right.
With that procedure.
Unlike the OSHA that you,
correct,
can, that you can go the next day. So I actually combined procedures together when, mm-hmm, I did this. I mean, we were trying to address the sneeze peas, and we were also just trying to address, you know, general lubrication and things, mm-hmm, that happen to 40-year-old women.
Yes.
So is that a common thing where people combine them together? I mean, they are two different reasons why you do them.
Correct. And they both work synergistically, but on different areas in different ways. The OSHA is helping to kind of bathe all that tissue in that platelet-rich plasma to help rejuvenate things at a more cellular level, whereas the laser is doing it as more of a mechanical way. We also offer the wing lift. A lot of people don't know what that is. It's another...
Nope, you're gonna need to teach me this too.
Yet.
Nope.
So okay. The wing lift is something that I was taught by Dr. Reynolds, who's kind of the father of the PRP and the vampire treatment. So it's You use PRP just like you do for the O shot.
So the platelet-rich plasma is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. But you also mix that with a dermal filler, like the fillers that you would put in your lips or in your cheeks. And you inject that into the labia to help kind of make them lift up to give them a little bit more support. Because, of course, as we age, they start...
And with weight gain and with babies and all of the things...
Everything changes and stretches. And so this kind of helps them be a little bit more at their pre-pregnancy state.
Okay. And so y'all offer... I've not heard of that one yet. So you did say before we were... That some of these, there's a chair, something about a chair.
Yes,
let's talk about that one.
The Imcella chair.
Okay.
I love this thing.
So this is the newest one. I think I am going to try this because, let me talk about this before we go into the Imcella chair. So in the comments on the last couple ones that we've done is that there's been a commentary about, oh my God, those procedures are so expensive. You know, I mean, who would spend that kind of money on vagina? And I'm like, okay, so let's talk about that a little bit. It's an alternative way to modern healthcare. You're talking about using, I mean, does that make any sense? Like you're using modern medicine to be proactive rather than reactive.
Yes.
And it seems that people don't like the thought of that it affects sexual, I'm just gonna go ahead and lay it out there, that it affects sexual pleasure.
Right.
That's a topic that we don't wanna talk about. But I mean, as somebody that's been married 20 years, that topic never comes off the table.
Right, it's always there.
It's always there. So that's part of the reason we continue to talk about this is because I don't want my daughter to come in with the same lack of knowledge that I came to the table with, that these are things that are natural that happen to women's body. And we've been talking about it for men for centuries. Yep. For centuries. So this chair that we're going to go into, this is the one that when she told me we're going to talk about vaginal rejuvenation and a procedure for men, I was like, okay. but the Imcella chair, you actually said something to me about talking to your OBGYN. Mm-hmm. Are you comfortable talking about that conversation that y'all had, you know, where you...
Oh, so yes, I've got a wonderful gynecologist that I see. And, you know, we were talking about the bladder sling surgeries and different things like that. And some women need to have surgery because they have so much stress incontinence where they have to wear pads all day long and they need surgery. But there's a subgroup of women who aren't quite there yet that are trying to do Kegel exercises all day long or they're going to physical therapy for their pelvic floor muscles. So our Imcella chair is fabulous. There's no needles. You are completely clothed.
That's for everybody's comfort level.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So there's no taking anything off. There's no needles anywhere. It's pretty much this giant chair that you sit on that uses, what is it? I put it on here because it's long word. It uses high intensity focused electromagnetic technology. And what it does is it's pretty much forcing your body to do Kegel exercises, but it's at a much stronger force than what you can naturally do yourself.
So you sit in the chair and how long is that procedure?
So it's 28 minutes from start to finish. You know, when you first sit on there, you have to find your center of where you feel it the most. It causes a contraction of all of your pelvic floor muscles.
Am I going to need to go home after this when I'm done sitting on this chair?
A lot of people really
enjoy this. They enjoy the chair. Yes, I can imagine. I can see that. Okay.
But it's 28 minutes and it's doing over 11,000 Kegel exercises. There's no soreness, there's no nothing afterwards. Yes. The only thing that makes you not a candidate for this procedure is if you have metal in your body, because it's a similar technology as like an MRI. It's the same technology that is like the M-Sculpt machine that we have that helps to build muscle, you know, in your abs or your glutes or your thighs or whatever. So it's the same type of machine.
So as you were talking,
focused on Kegels.
Doing your Kegels. Mm-hmm. So as you were talking with your OBGYN, let's go back to that. So he said, instead of doing the bladder sling, you were trying to propose, can we offer this as another in-between step?
Right.
For that. And that's totally an option.
Yes.
So that leads
us in. He's actually referred some of his clients from his practice to see me at mine to have this done because they're not quite ready for surgery. And a lot of times if you catch it early.
Well, and I don't want to have surgery in the Rona, y'all. Right. Like, I mean, anything I can try that is not going to be a surgical procedure is going to be something that I'm looking at. So now that explains how to use the the chair for women.
Well, and the other caveat for this is if you have stronger pelvic floor muscles, not only does it help with stress incontinence, because it's FDA approved for treating urinary stress incontinence, but if those muscles are stronger, you're going to have stronger orgasms. Things are going to feel
winning. Okay.
So it's a nice after effect as well. But this can also be used for men. There's a new protocol that came out for men. They, you know, it's also using their pelvic floor muscles, but it helps with erectile dysfunction. It helps for, like, after men have prostate cancer and they have to have their prostate removed. Sometimes they have issues with leakage of urine, or of course their erectile dysfunction, and this can assist with that.
Okay.
So it's a bonus for them too.
It's a good chair. Same procedure. So do you usually do the Impella chair one time, or is it a regimented?
It's a series of six. So you want to do two a week for about 3 weeks, and then come back in every 3 to 6 months, depending on how severe your issue is. You might need it once a year. You might want to come in every 3 months or every 6 months. So, you know, we're not trying to sell anybody anything. We just want to have services available for when and if they need them.
And I mean, it's like any, it's, I mean, if you're talking about any type of muscle stimulation, I mean, it is only going to work as long as you've worked. I mean, it's not going to last. It's not going to be
like
a lifetime.
Botox. Yes. Your Botox is going to last 3 to 4 months. Mm-hmm. You got to come back in and have it done again.
And have it done again.
I wish it would last longer, but unfortunately it does not.
So I know that y'all are doing some combination services if you mentioned this podcast, because obviously I'm doing it for knowledge, because that's what I mean, it's just something that I think we should be talking more about, and it's a thing. And so what are some of the service combos that y'all are offering if they mention the Because Adulting is Hard podcast?
So if you book one service, then it's a 10% off. Okay. If you book two services, then it's kind of like a buy one, get one half off.
Nice.
Yes, because a lot of them, you know, if you do one, yes, it helps. But if you do multiples of them,
the combination of it together,
it just works better, and it helps with more things because you're kind of attacking it from different ways. If you book and prepay for three, then you get buy two, get one free.
Okay.
And of course, that discounted one is the lesser expensive of them, but a lot of them are very similar in cost too.
Okay. So that's a good deal, y'all. I mean, if you're booking more than one, and you don't have to do it. When I booked mine, I didn't do all of it at the same time. I went ahead and did one, and then we did another one at another time.
You don't want to do it all the same day. I've got kind of a way that I like to do them for best results.
Okay.
You know, and I'm the only one that, you know, of course, you don't have to have a provider that puts you on the Impella chair. A lot of times people just come in, and Carla, one of our medical assistants, is the one that does that.
Well, that makes sense, because that's not a...
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not sticking needles into vaginas for that one. Yeah.
Right. But, you know, I'm the one that does the vaginal laser. I do the O shots. I'm the only one that does the wing lift. You know, our Dr. Jackson, she does the lasers, but, you know, she's work in ER now that COVID is here. So
absolutely. So, I mean, and I like to consistently have the same person. I mean, that just makes for my comfort. Yes. I mean, for my comfort level.
Also making sure that those hormones are optimized. If your hormones are off, yes, all this stuff is going to help, but it's not going to help as much as if everything's working in combination together. Absolutely.
And I think that is one of the underrated services to women, is having your hormones checked. I mean, and I am even beginning to believe the younger you have it done so that you can get a baseline of where it is, the better you have an idea of how much it's going to affect you when you enter your 40s, because the struggle is real.
Yes, it is.
The struggle is real.
And if you catch it early, then it's not, you're not fighting this uphill battle.
Which oftentimes ends in family friction.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it's a very hard thing when anybody is hormonally imbalanced, both men or women. So this is great. If y'all have comments or questions about that, you can always leave them on here. We're always looking for topics more from here. This is a health platform, so Heather does a great job of going and looking up information sometimes when I ask questions so that she can be prepared. So we appreciate y'all. And you think of anything else? Nope. Come by and see them. Everything's going on. So remember to live happier, because adulting is hard, and we'll see you next time.